You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents an exclusive interview with Levi Platero of the blues rock band The Plateros. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. For over 5 years now, the Plateros have made a name for themselves as a no-nonsense blues rock band capable of putting on an electrifying live show. In 2009, the band, fronted by Axeman and singer Levi Platero, released their debut CD, Hang On, to critical acclaim and extensive airplay. 2 years later, fans are still hanging on for that much-anticipated follow-up. I had a chance to catch up with Levi Platero of the Plateros, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their 2009 release, Hang On, here are the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
Summer night in a new moon sky, I gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. Got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind, got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give. Love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands. Just let me be your man. You're all I'm dreaming of.
From their 2009 release, Hang On, that was The Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of. Check out the band at either Facebook or MySpace. I had a chance to catch up with Levi of The Plateros regarding their music and the future, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Levi, I've got to say, of almost everyone that I've interviewed so far for this show, it just seems like now is your time, more than anybody else's. Do you agree with that or no?
Yeah, I'd love to agree with that, man. I mean, my time, I mean, that sounds pretty great, man. Of course, I hope it's my time.
Well, like I said, it just seems that way. I mean, you guys are out there a lot. You guys are hitting the road like crazy. You know, it just seems now more than ever, it's, you know, the Plateros, or Levi and the Plateros, or whatever you want to call yourselves these days now. You know, it's all about business. It's all getting out there, making a connection, and making a name. And, you know, and I think it sounds exciting. Is it as exciting for you, or...?
Of course it's exciting. I'd love to make this my career and never have to, you know, flip a burger or something.
I kind of get the feeling you've never had to flip a burger, but I could be wrong.
Well, no, I've actually never had a job. Well, I did have a job installing TVs at giant stores, you know. It was a little job and a little thing, and I kind of had a job putting up TVs, like flat screen TVs in a giant gas station.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I did that for about a month, and then that was it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, got money, you know.
But
that was probably not the only job I had.
Gotcha, but I think your job as front man for this band is a little more important.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk about the beginning of this band. You know, talk about, the Navajo Reservation, and forgive me for never pronouncing the name of the reservation correctly, but, you know, it just, you know, it doesn't seem like the most natural start for a rock band.
You mean in the...
Tawajali?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Hot
right.
Damn, I said it right. Okay, cool.
You can call it whatever you want, man.
Alright.
Hajime, Ken, Chito, Too Hot Chili, you can call it whatever you want, man. But, we're right next door to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And, there's a lot of great music here in New Mexico people don't really know about. And it's kind of like, I feel it's my job, and as well as every other band in this state, to, you know, put exposure on that and express it and show it to the world, you know, because there's a lot of good music in New Mexico, especially in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and I'm looking, trying to put, you know, Tahazley on the map more, you know, because, you know, the Indian Reservation, you know, we grow up with, like, there's a lot of tradition, and, you know, the music is a big thing. You know, that's mainly one thing that we call it for. That's what I went towards. Instead of, you know, looking towards, you know, alcohol and drugs, I went towards music. And just the style I inherited was mainly from Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I really don't. It's kind of like a big blur to me now how it all started, but. You know, it's brought me here, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, you're such a young guy, and yet you have this, you know, old soul, you know, influence, like, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, was that your father's influence, or was it something that you found that you could naturally, you know, take in and work with?
I think when I would hear Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, my dad would put him in here and there, and when my dad was playing guitar, I finally realized now is like that's kind of what he kind of started playing, trying to replicate, and trying to replicate his sound as well, and see, one day he brought me home a DVD on how to play guitar, how to play, you know, Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And that was the whole, that was the first song I've ever actually learned, like the whole song. It doesn't have, like, a rhythm section at all. It's just all, like, fill-ins, you know what I mean?
Great.
Just, like, little leads, little cuts here and there. And, that's what I learned. And then there's other songs there, as much as well as Testify, Pride and Joy, and that's what I did for one whole summer. It was my fifth grade summer, you know. It was my first time not going to summer school because I finally passed all my classes. But, you know, I didn't have anything to do, you know. I didn't grow up with much friends around. I lived, like, out in the boonies, man, out on the dirt roads and stuff. So it was quite a reach to go see a friend or go spend time with a friend in the house. So I would mainly be at home, and that's what my dad did. He saw that I was bored, so he brought that back. And that's what I did all day, every day for the whole summer. And then I just kept at it throughout my middle school years, and, you know, it's, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was a, and that's when I knew he was a big influence, you know. I was so infatuated with him, I tried to replicate the sound. I was fixated on trying to replicate the sound, you know. I guess you could say I looked up to him, and as well as my dad, he had some major influences by Stevie Ray Vaughan too, and I guess it passed on.
And at what point did merely replicating that sound turn into wanting to make a sound all your own?
I could say immediately, because I tried my best to replicate it, but, you know, it would never come close to what Stevie would do, you know? I mean, you can make it sound like it, but when you put it in, like, when you were live, no way could you ever sound like Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, he had a sound of his own, and that's basically what I had to do. So, I would learn from Stevie, and then it wasn't just Stevie I learned about. And it was other guitar players like Hendrix and Eddie Van Halen and Dave Murray and Adrian Smith from Iron Maiden. And that's who I started listening to, and then I started progressing, hear about other bands like Lost Only Boys, Henry Garza, and then hearing about Joe Bonamassa. And that's who really got me fired up, was Joe Bonamassa. I first saw him in Santa Fe, and it was such an amazing show. I was inspired, and I just couldn't wait to get home and, like, rock on my guitar, you know?
Visit the Plateros on both Facebook and MySpace. From their CD Hang On, here are the Plateros once again with I Found You.
Never thought I'd see the day. Many times there seems no way. I found you, I found you, my love. Turning darkness into light, you have made my life so bright. I found you, I found you, my love. I found you, you and I, eternally. I found you, no one else but you for me. I'm so blessed, I'll do my best, my love. heart to you. It's the best thing I can do. I found you, I found you, my love. Your love has made me strong. Come to me where you belong. I found you, I found you, my love. I found you, you and I, eternally. I found you, no one else but for me. I'm grateful that I'm so blessed. I'll do my best. I love you, I'll care for you, I'll do my best, my love.
Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Levi and the Plateros, who will soon be hitting the studio to work on their follow-up to their acclaimed 2009 album, Hang On. I had a chance to catch up with Levi Platero of the Plateros, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And at what point was it decided within the family to, like, turn this thing into a band and with you in the up front and to start doing shows? I mean, how was that settled upon?
See, when we started, me and a drummer, his name's Douglas Platero, and I looked up him, we had a music room, and we had our amps and drums in there just for storage, and one day I just set up in there, and I just started jamming by myself, and then Doug, he would come by, and he would just jam with me, you know, and we would do that for so long. And then, out of nowhere, my dad came over, and he plugged in, he set up his bass, and we just started jamming. And it just became just like jam sessions every night. We just loved to play, we wanted to play. And it was a passion we had. And it kept progressing, and then I think we learned about 4 songs. And I think that was all we needed to play a little 15-minute spot or 20-minute spots in like little festivals, little places where people would invite us. And at the time, it was they were looking at me as a little kid who played guitar. And I guess it's not like that anymore. But you know, it was really cool. And at the time, I was doing weird stage moves, like, you know, putting it behind my back and putting it over my head. And if I'm in the mood, I'll do it still. But then, and then we started playing shows, and I guess it got really serious. And and at one point, I couldn't believe it, but I was starting to see money, you know? And I was like, wow, you know, this is cool, you know, I get paid to do something I really love to do, you know, and it was amazing, you know, it was astonishing, and I was looking forward to the future. And years went by, we ended up opening up for some really, really, really amazing bands and people, like, Buffy St. Marie, let's see.
Wasn't Derek Miller one of them?
Derek Miller, of course. Ooh, he's a really cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
We got to meet him and talk around with that guy. He's such a good guy. He's such a cool guy. I talked to that guy for 4 hours, man.
I know, and when I interviewed him, I totally didn't expect that voice to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, he totally sounds northern, you know, I mean, really, I mean, I didn't think he talked that way, but anyway. And who else, you've opened for Casper, right, or?
Yeah, Casper, and the 602 band, you know, I've met friends with Mickey Free, from the American Horseman. I've opened up for a band, called Salvador, and, Blues Travelers was a really cool one.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you opened for them. Wow.
Yeah, that was up in Niagara Falls. And it was pretty cool. And, it went by, and then it later on progressed as usual. And now it's, I think it was last year, we finally, my dad stepped down, and he decided to actually manage the band, take over the band. And, so that's what he's doing now. And now we have my cousin. He's a really good brother to me. So as well as Doug. And my new bass player now is Bronson McGay. And he's a really good friend. He's a really good cousin. He's like a brother to me, as well as the drummers. They're like brothers to me. And I look up to them for whatever they do. And such love, you know. Such love. As well as tough love, you know, maybe you'll see it one of these days in the end. But now it's progressed a lot, you know. Now I'm glad where I'm at. I'm glad where I want to what I want to be is up there, and I'm hoping for that, and I'm praying for the best, you know?
I see. And have you guys started, you know, recording the follow-up to your last CD already?
It's in progress, but I'm hopefully to go into studio this the end of the year or the end of the summer. And we've got songs ready to record, and I can't wait.
Well,
I can't wait to sit in that booth for 4 hours trying to get one thing ready.
Well, what can you tell us about this forthcoming CD? How do you think it's going to be different from the previous one?
Well, the previous one, I think, there's a lot of inspirations from my dad's inspiration, and there's somewhat of my inspiration, and this upcoming CD is more of us, things we've thought of, and things we like to hear. There's a lot of influences from Los Lonely Boys, Joe Bonamassa, Stevie Ray Vaughan, John Mayer to Salvador, and it's it'll be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to listening to it myself. So, and it's in progress, slowly, but it'll get done. It shall be done.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard the band's music?
Inspiration, encouragement. Just a little, if they're impressed, that'd be cool too. Just inspiration and encouragement, you know. We're trying to be those people, just, you know, give them some advice, I guess. Good music with positive messages, as well as troublesome situations, you know. Stories.
Visit the Plateros at both Facebook and MySpace. From their 2009 release, Hang On, here are the Plateros once more with Rio Puerco. Hey, don't go anywhere. Aboriginal Sounds will be right back with music from When Darkness Falls, Digging Roots, Nake Nulawaun, and more. So stay right there.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Brevis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the second segment of Aboriginal Sounds right here at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and now is your chance to catch up with some of the most exciting sounds to be emanating from Indian country. First off, I like to get this whole thing going with a true musical pioneer. In 2010, Buffy St. Marie released her CD, Running for the Drum, and I actually had a chance to interview back when Rockwired was just an online magazine. From that album, here is Buffy St. Marie with No No Keshagish.
Oh, Canadian native band Diggin' Roots with the title track of their 2009 release, We Are. They are just another one of the artists that you can expect to see profiled on Aboriginal Sounds. Just keep your eyes open on our schedule page at rockwire.com/aboriginalsounds.html. Up next, we've got an actress and singer, Tamara Podemski. You may remember her from the classic film Dance Me Outside. In 2005, she released an album, and from that release, here she is with It's Time.
Well, is it time for me to get a new job? Is it time for me to stop taking so long? 'Cause sometimes I feel like I'm just waiting, not creating. 'Cause sometimes I need to move on. Tell me that you are gonna hold my hand through this time in my life as I figure things out, and then I'll stop pretending like I know what it's about. It's time for me to let go. Well, it's time for me to let myself grow, yeah. Well, is it time for me to write a new song that moves me forward instead of backward? Oh, what's taking so long? Sometimes it feels I should be coping instead of hoping. Sometimes I need to be strong. Oh, yeah, right now I need to be strong. So tell me that you understand.
Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, right here at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and while I want to keep the music current on this show, I can't help but reach for the past. The Albuquerque-based ska band Red Earth electrified live audiences and listeners with their potent mix of funk, reggae, and rock. I haven't heard or seen much activity from the band as of late, and wonder what's up. Anyways, from their 2003 CD, Zia Soul, this is Red Earth with Fly to the Sun.
Ha! the message, so utilize it accordingly. Yeah, red hot dog style music.
She said,
I like the taste that come from Jamaica.
You brew the stew that come from America.
Me like drum beat and me move to them rhythm.
The walking fast travels through crew is the reason.
Bring it to the people in a form of celebration.
Keep buying your thoughts and you stop across the nation.
Be on a descent, raise a voice into the sky.
See a soul land, drop the beat.
Take your girl and it's hazer. It is put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, bed. So long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control. Feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher. Cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning.
heating up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me hotter. Most likely set this whole itch up in flame. Me ever up, man, looking like me, man. God, this shit won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If bitch had issues, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue here for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no. That ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that issue mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson. Pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, in my mind. Oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control. Feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher. Cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, in my mind. Oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control. Feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher. Cause my heart is on fire.
From their CD Scars and Bars, that was the Rosebud Sioux Reservation-based hip-hop band Nake Nula Waun with Heart is on Fire, another band you can expect to have profiled on our new weekly series. Up next is Grammy-winning guitarist Mickey Free. From his CD, American Horse, here is Mickey with the official theme music for our show, Lucky Number 7.
Felt alright. the moon. The dogs were barking, the kids was hollering, I didn't know too soon. The hum of people made all the dice as I rolled the dice forever. The next time I pull it, I'll know when I use it to roll that lucky seven.
Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the final stretch before the end of today's show, and I'm eager to get everyone in the mood for next week's show, which will profile Mato Nanji of Indigenous and their latest release, The Acoustic Sessions. From that album, here is Indigenous with Now That You're Gone.
Gone.
From their CD Sunchild, that was Geer Anderson and his band, the Geer Project Band, with Roaming the World. He's been featured on our daily show, Rockwired Radio Profiles, and you can expect to hear more from him right here on Aboriginal Sounds. Our debut show got off to a smashing start. In it, we featured the soulful sound of Jana Michonne and her latest release, New Moon Born. From that album, here she is with First Nations guitarist Derek Miller with the Sam Cooke classic, A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river in a little tent. No, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. A long time coming.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. Join us next week as we, for an exclusive interview and music from Emmett Garcia and John Williamson of Native Roots. A special thanks goes out to Murphy and Levi Platero for today's show. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Looked out at the moon. The dogs were barking, the kids was howling. I didn't know.